The Juneau Police Department will be the first in the state to get a crash data retrieval system to read the so-called black box found in most current vehicles. Prosecutors say they look forward to better evidence in serious and fatal accidents where the system is likely to be used. The system and training would be paid for by an Alaska Highway Safety Office grant and local match. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has the story.
Is that data retrieved with the consent of the car owner or the driver, or is it without their consent?
Assemblyman Randy Wanamaker worries the information download could be an invasion of privacy. In fact, the Assembly tabled the issue earlier this fall, pending the answer to that question.
Essentially, that data is evidence.
Juneau Police Chief Greg Browning says the same constitutional protections apply to collecting this evidence as other kinds of evidence. He says the information a vehicle's computer holds could be essential to piecing together the cause of a fatality. That's where it would be the most helpful, according to District Attorney Doug Gardner, and in most cases, police would still need a search warrant.
I don't think the police are going to be out running around plugging the recorder into cars without a search warrant or without consent. Clearly, if a person believes they were acting appropriately in a crash, they may ask the police to download the information. If, on the other hand, there was criminal suspicion and data was sought by the police, they would come to us, work with us, and we would approach the court for a search warrant.
Gardner says the ability to see what was happening with automobile systems during a crash will take some of the guesswork out of accident investigations. The data will supplement information gathered at the scene and interviews with witnesses and those involved. Event data recorders have been part of a vehicle airbag system for years. Mendenhall Auto Service and Parts Administrator Jim Sims says they're continually updated and now record speed, braking, seatbelt use, traction control.
They could say maybe the ABS system didn't work properly or did work or all four wheels were locked up. It's grabbing information mainly to repair it or to find out why the function didn't work. It wouldn't say a time and a date it happened.
Though the term black box is often used to explain the vehicle recorder, Sims says that's really a misnomer.
If the vehicle burned up, the black box is not going to stay like an aircraft. It's nothing that's going to not melt down or whatever.
Cindy Cashin is administrator for the Alaska Highway Safety Office, which is funding JPD's crash data retrieval system with federal dollars. She says the information police will be able to download is becoming a priority of government safety agencies.
We'll be able to know what happens right before the crash, what happens during that oh no moment. And that is very important, especially with the concern at every level of government and in our communities about distracted driving.
Cashin says the state safety office considers JPD's experience with the system a pilot project. If it's successful, the agency will encourage other Alaska police departments to apply for grants for their own crash data retrieval system. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.